Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Dhampur Bioorganics Limited Q1 FY25 results conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after management's opening remarks. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Navin Agrawal, Head, Institutional Equities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's my pleasure to welcome you on behalf of Dhampur Bioorganics Limited and SKP Securities to this financial results conference call. We have with us Mr. Gautam Goyal, Managing Director, and Mr. Nalin Gupta, CFO. We'll have the opening remarks from Mr. Goyal, followed by a Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, Gautam.
Thank you. So thank you very much, Navin. Good afternoon, everyone. I'd like to extend a warm welcome to all participants in the Dhampur Bioorganics Q1 FY25 earnings conference call. The company's results and the investor presentations for the quarter have been made available on the stock exchanges and the company's website. I trust you've had the opportunity to review them. To begin, I'm going to highlight the key economic factors pertaining to the sugar and ethanol industries, followed by an overview of our company's performance. Post this, our CFO will present an update on our financial performance. As per the latest estimates from ISMA, a little over 310 million tons of sugarcane has been crushed in the sugar season 2023-24. The gross sugar production is estimated to be around 34 million tons, and the net sugar production is estimated to be 32 million tons, with a diversion of about 2 million tons into ethanol. The domestic consumption is forecasted to be 28.5 million tons, and the likely closing stock is projected to be about 9 million tons, which is 3.5 million tons more than last year. This surplus, coupled with excess releases, is weighing heavily on the sugar prices and poses an additional carrying cost and idle inventory burden on the mills. The apex sugar industry bodies are urging the Government of India to allow sugar exports of at least 1 million tons immediately. For the sugar season 2024-25, the central government has raised the FRP, the fair and remunerative price of sugarcane, by 25 rupees a quintal to rupees 340 per quintal for a basic recovery of 10.25%. The sugar prices have remained largely range-bound in Uttar Pradesh, and the prices in Uttar Pradesh range from rupees 3,850 to 3,950 per quintal, and the mills in Maharashtra are selling at about 3,450 to 3,600 per quintal. We hope the minimum selling price of sugar will be increased to reflect the increase in cost of production, and this too should help in increasing the price of sugar to a more sustainable level. The oil marketing companies have estimated the total requirement for 2023-24 at 825 crore liters to achieve a 15% blending ratio. Against this, the total contracted and allocated quantity is about 715 crore liters. The sugar sector's share stands at about 282 crore liters, and the grain sector's share is approximately 433 crore liters. Against this, the sugar sector has supplied around 197 crore liters, and the grain sector has supplied around 229 crore liters. The total supplied quantity stands at about 426 crore liters, and the overall blending ratio stands at about 13.14%. We are hopeful the government will permit unhindered diversion of sugar into ethanol, which should enable the industry to offer an excess of 400 crore liters of ethanol in the coming sugar season. This, coupled with the enhanced capacity of grain-based ethanol, can result in an overall blending percentage of about 18%. We are also hopeful that the government will increase the price of ethanol, especially ethanol derived from sugar syrup and B-heavy molasses. Globally, the projected surplus for sugar stands at about 6 million tons, the largest in the past six seasons. Brazil, benefiting from high rainfall, is expected to see a record sugar production overshadowing the ethanol production. UNICA estimates from March indicate that Brazil's center-south cane crushed in 23-24 is expected to increase by 19.3% to reach about 654.43 million tons, while the sugar production is expected to increase at about 26%, reaching about 42 million tons. As per USDA reports of May 24, the global sugar production in 23-24 is forecasted to be about 184 million tons, almost flat as compared to the previous year. We crushed 37.93 lakh metric tons of cane in the current sugar season, as compared to 42.7 lakh metric tons in the previous sugar season. Our gross sugar recovery stood at 11.46% as compared to 11.06% for the previous year. Net recovery for the sugar season was 10.48% as against 9.47% against the previous year, an increase of about 100 basis points. Net sugar production in the sugar season 23-24 was 3.98 lakh tons as compared to 3.48 lakh tons in the previous year. Sugar diverted in B-heavy molasses in 23-24 is about 0.37 lakh tons as compared to 0.58 lakh tons in the previous year. In this quarter, we crushed 2 lakh metric tons of cane as against 5.5 lakh metric tons of cane in the previous during the same time last year. Due to restrictions on cane diversions towards syrup-derived ethanol, we didn't divert any cane this quarter. Sugar sales during Q1 FY25 stood at 0.97, 0.95 lakh tons as compared to sugar sales of 0.98 lakh tons in Q1 FY24. Our gross recovery improved to 12.07% during this quarter as compared to 11.27% in the same quarter for the previous year. Similarly, the net sugar recovery for the quarter expanded to 11.73% in Q1 FY25. As compared to 9.62% for the corresponding period last year. As we continue to focus on premiumization, our sugar realizations have also improved by 4.07%. They have increased from 37,621 rupees per ton in Q1 FY24 to 39,153 per ton in Q1 FY25. Due to restrictions on cane diversion, our ethanol production this quarter declined to 13.74 million liters as compared to 25.45 million liters in the corresponding period last year. And therefore, our total sales of ethanol also declined from 23.87 million liters last year to 10.21 million liters for this year. Our ethanol derived out of B-heavy molasses sales in Q1 FY25 was 7.28 million liters as compared to 18.65 million liters in the corresponding period last year. These restrictions imposed on diversion of sugar into ethanol has also resulted in reduced availability of molasses for the entire industry. This reduced molasses availability will continue to hamper our ethanol productions for Q2 and the first half of Q3. As already highlighted in our previous communications, conversion of part capacity of our distillery to a dual feed process is on track, and we hope to commission the same by mid-November. I would now like to hand over to Nalin for an update on the financial performance. Thank you.
Thank you, Gautam, and good afternoon to all of you. I will start with the key highlights of the quarter, followed by the segment highlights for Q1 FY25. Our revenue from operations for Q1 FY25 was recorded at 637.84 crores as compared to 676.26 crores in Q1 FY24. The decrease in revenue is on account of lower ethanol sale, which were partially counterbalanced by increased country liquor sales. Profit before tax for Q1 FY25 declined to 1.71 crores from 16.78 crores in Q1 FY24. Profit after tax in Q1 FY25 stood at 1.11 crores as against 10.95 crores in Q1 FY24. In Q1 FY25, our sugar segment reported a revenue of 428.7 crores as compared to 455.4 crores in the previous year corresponding quarter. EBIT in sugar segment increased by 8.17% to 22.25 crores in Q1 FY25 as compared to 20.57 crores in FY24. We sold 95,153 tons of sugar in Q1 FY25 against 97,968 tons of sugar in Q1 FY24. Our average realization for Q1 25 increased by 4.07% to 39.15 per kg from 37.62 per kg in Q1 FY24. Our inventory as of 30th June 2024 stood at 2.02 lakh tons of sugar valued at 34.57 per kg, as compared to 1.06 lakh tons of sugar as on 30th June 23, which was valued at 34.68 per kg. It is relevant to note that such sugar production in this quarter is 26,800 tons against 50,000 tons in the same quarter last year, which is down by 46% this year, which has resulted in less absorptions of fixed expenses to the tune of 8 crores approximately. The power generated stood at 18.12 million units in Q1 FY25 as against 70.81 million units in the same quarter last year. We exported 6.56 million units at an average realization of 3.44 per unit in Q1 FY25 as against 20.76 million units at an average realization of 3.44 per unit in Q1 FY24. Now moving to biofuels and spirit segments, our revenue was 69.55 crores in Q1 FY25 as against 154.88 crores in Q1 FY24. EBIT in Q1 FY25 stood at 8.03 crores as compared to 18.44 crores in the same quarter last year. We sold 10.21 million bulk liters of ethanol in Q1 FY25 as compared to 23.87 million bulk liters in Q1 FY24. Our average realization of ethanol stood at 58.52 per liter in Q1 FY25 as against 61.08 per liter in the same quarter last year. Ethanol stock as on 30th June stood at 8.63 million bulk liters as compared to 4.99 million bulk liters as on 30th June 2023. Gross revenue from country liquor in Q1 FY25 stood at 189.98 crores. Net of excise is 19.13 crores with EBIT of 2.51 crores as compared to gross revenue of 141.52 crores with net of excise revenue of 15.36 crores with EBIT of 1.94 crores in Q1 FY24. We sold 774,981 cases of country liquor at an average realization of 274.17 per case in this quarter as against 593,156 cases of country liquor at an average realization of 283.31 per case in Q1 FY24. We have repaid 18.45 crores worth of loans during the quarter. Our long-term loans stood at 229.96 crores as of 30th June 2024. During this quarter, average working capital loan is high by 243 crores as compared to last year in FY23-24. Working capital as on 30th June stood at rupees 162.08 crores as against 367.74 crores as on 30th June 23. As on 30th June 24, our debt equity stood at 8.86 times. We believe steady cash flows and profits from our operations and opportunity to avail interest subvention scheme of Government of India will maintain our balance sheet strong. Long-term and short-term ratings of the company has been assigned by the CARE at A with stable outlook. With this, I request the moderator to open the floor for the questions, please.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Nitin S. Dharmawat from Aurum Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Okay. So my first question is, what is the current consolidated debt that we are having as of end of the quarter?
Yeah, Nitin, it is long-term debt is 230 crores. And in terms of working capital utilization, it is 650 crores.
650 crores.
Yes.
That is the working capital. The long-term debt is
230 crores.
230 crores.
Nitin, are we audible?
Sir, for the line of the current participant has been dropped. So, Nitin, sir, if you're there, you can please rejoin the queue when you join back. And we'll move on to the next question. And the next question comes from the line of Vikram Suryavanshi from PhillipCapital. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi. Good evening, sir. Sir, how is the status on this grain-based distillery and what is the expected production we are looking for, or you can highlight?
Sorry, Vikram, your question wasn't completed.
Sorry for that.
Vikram, can you hear us?
The line for the current participant has been dropped once again. So we'll move on to the question that we were taking before. So we have Mr. Nitin Dharmawat. Sir, please go ahead.
Am I audible now?
Yes. Sir, please go ahead.
Okay. So I could hear your answer regarding the debt level. I wanted to know about the inventory level. What is the inventory level we are having in terms of value as of today's price?
So, Nitin, as of 30th June 2024, we have 201,000 tons of sugar, which has been valued at 34.6 per kg.
And as I mentioned in our call, we sell refined sugar, so the current pricing in UP is ranging at about 38.5 per kg to 39.5 per kg.
Got it. Now, my next question is about the operations of our subsidiary in Singapore. Can you please elaborate what kind of operations are there in the subsidiary, sir?
As of now, there aren't any major operations. We have some limits and some deposits, long-term deposits. The Singapore subsidiary gives us an opportunity when there is exports or of our core products out of India. Let's say last year, when the sugar exports were there, it was very active in that business. And we hope when the sugar exports do get allowed again, we will see further business from there. And when a grain plant comes on stream, we also hope we should be able to use this vehicle to increase the, to look at the potential to export grain-based ENA.
I understand. Because we have taken some corporate guarantee again for this entity. So this has been just taken for the provision purpose. We are not going to use it.
It's only for limits right now. We need to keep these limits active for the sake, you know, when these opportunities come in, we have to be able to use them.
Got it. I also see that there is some impairment in that subsidiary. Can you please elaborate why it was and what was it?
Mr. Nitin, if you see the balance sheet, the investment we had, so there were certain accumulated losses in past before demerger, so we had provided provision against that investment. It's a detailed note is given in the balance sheet.
It is pre-demerger, basically.
It's pre-demerger. It was provided for, yeah.
So we are not expecting any subsequent impairment in that subsidiary, right?
Oh, it's already at the net worth level.
Already at the net worth. So we are not current year, we are not expecting any further impairment. We have already taken care of everything.
Yes.
As far as the
That's true.
Subsidiary
That's true.
Percent. Got it. Got it. Thank you so much and wishing you best.
Thank you very much, Nitin.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aman Kumar Sonthalia from AK Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir.
Good evening, Amanji.
Sir, I have a few questions regarding this. I think last 2-3 months back, government was expecting lower production in the coming season, and I think they were expecting below 300 lakh tons due to dry weather in Maharashtra and Karnataka. But right now the monsoon is very, very active in Maharashtra, Karnataka, as well as in UP. So do you think that this will be revised upward for the coming season?
So as I already mentioned, last year the numbers that our industry body, ISMA, gave, the first estimate was about 327 lakh tons of gross, 32.7 million tons of gross production. But for various reasons, especially people from multiple trade areas were marking it down. And the numbers of the sugar production, the gross production was about close to 34 million tons. So everybody got those numbers wrong. More so with the numbers the government took were substantially sort of, they were overcautious, I guess, for various reasons. As you correctly mentioned, the monsoon is good. We do estimate the production estimates on a gross sugar basis should be upwards of 32 million tons this year. There is a little reduction in cane acreage in Maharashtra, Karnataka, but we do believe because of better yields and good rains, a sizable portion of that should get offset by improved yields and better drawal. We also expect lesser diversion of sugar into the alternate sector this year. There aren't elections and all these things, so we expect things to go back to steady state when it comes to diversion.
And sir, my next question is that last season, most of the UP was suffering in this 238 variety was suffered because of red rot problem. And some area was flooded, and because of that, I think a lot of sugar mills has just less than previous season. So what is an update on this red rot issue, and how much we have replaced our 238 variety to with the new cane variety?
So our cane development plan, as we've been mentioning, is going on quite focused. I mean, we have enough material to do large scale. You know, we have been replacing our 238 with 118 and 15023 COLK 1401, the various varieties which are being replaced. And in different factories, the replacement percentage is different. So this year, you know, among the total cane acreage planted for us, I would imagine about close to 7-8%, I would imagine, would have been with the newer varieties. On the UP front, yes, red rot has been a problem. This year it seems to be fairly contained, especially in our area. We haven't really come across, we do regular monitoring. The pest incidence in the red rot incidence at this point of time seems contained. There is reports of some flooding in some parts of UP, but nothing large scale. So, I mean, UP, I think, would be pretty much similar to last year, could be marginally higher because of lesser diversion. For ourselves, we believe even though there is a marginal reduction in area in some of our plants, we'll get offset by more than that because of yields and roll.
So, can we expect that we will crush more than last season?
We are working hard towards it, Amanji.
Okay. And sir, what was the gross recovery for the 23-24 season?
11.46.
And what it was previous season? 11.01, I think.
11 point, And please keep in mind, this was when the sugar factories shut during the peak recovery period. We hardly got any cane in our peak best recovery period.
That's true, sir. That's true. Sir, just a minute, sir. Sir, we have worked, I think, on steam consumption savings. So what is the current steam consumption in all the three units?
So again, it depends upon various operating philosophies. You know, when you do B heavy is different, when you do C is different. But our bagasse saving is very robust. I mean, this year we saved the same amount of bagasse as we did with a higher cane crush. We saved about 6.12%, even though we couldn't divert B heavy, we crushed lesser cane. And the total quantum was similar to the previous year when we crushed about 10% higher as compared to this year. So we do believe going forward, if there is unhindered sugar ethanol diversion, and if we are going to crush higher, our bagasse saving overall should go up. But also our off-season bagasse requirement will go up if we are going to operate our distillery for the full year.
And sir, one last question, sir. Since we are expecting better production of sugarcane this season, so when you expect this government will change policy of diverting cane to B heavy and direct juice route and export of sugar?
So we are pressing, we are looking really hard, we are pressing for it quite, all the industry bodies are really pressing for it hard. We do believe the government seems to be sympathetic to our points of view. They also want the ethanol to be diverted. They also understand that there is a sizable sugar stock and production is going to go up in the next season, 25-26. So let's hope it comes sooner than later. We'll not be able to give any date.
Sir, one last question, that right now this maize prices and broken rice prices is quite high and it's not remunerative to make ethanol from both the feedstock. So what is your planning, whether right now we are converting our distillery to grain-based distillery, multi-feed distillery, so whether it will be profitable to doing so, or what is your opinion on that?
So see, maize prices and rice prices are contingent upon the season, see their seasonal variations. We believe it will, you know, when the right season, we should be able to procure rice and maize to operate our distillery. We are not converting our entire capacity. Roughly 30% of our capacity is only being converted to use this alternate feedstock. And this will give us adequate flexibility to buy the maize and rice at the right time. And also to make sure we sweat our assets. So when sugar cane is less and we don't want to divert cane through syrup for various reasons, we will have adequate, alternate feedstock capacity to sweat our asset close to the desired level.
Okay, sir. Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vikram Suryavanshi from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good evening, sir. Hope I am audible now.
Yes, Vikramji.
Yeah, sir. I think some of the questions already answered, but grain-based distillery will be ready by when? Coming season by October or post that?
No, we believe it should be ready by mid-November latest, if not earlier.
Okay. And as you said, it will prefer to have it on rice or maize-based or a combination of both depending on the
market? We have the option to use either of them.
But how is the current profitability? Does it make sense at current prices for raw material as well as sale price? And I heard that there was some issue in terms of DDGS from maize. So what would be our preference?
See, at these prices of maize, people are, you see that also in the sizable default rates of the grain-based distillery and the OMC to the oil marketing companies programs. So rice availability comes in during the month of, December, June, fresh rice comes in, broken rice comes in, and you're able to get it at a cheaper price. Similarly, maize also has a little seasonal sort of association attached to it. So DDGS prices, is sold on the protein content. So when you look at the protein content basis, maize-based DDGS has a lower protein content, therefore it's selling at a lower price. And we do believe this pricing will remain stressed for some time because there's adequate capacity. But for us, it's purely a marginal costing and marginal opportunistic business. You know, we, as we said, we are not, we didn't commit any major capexes. And if you recollect, the company had deferred its greenfield distillery project last year, foreseeing such a situation where these kind of situations. So we believe we are in a good spot. We saved capital. We are only converting part of our capital capacity. For this capacity, we are eligible for the interest subvention loan, which we have been allowed to, which is availing. So overall, I think it gives us more flexibility, and we should be able to take advantage of this.
Understood. And second, I think a sugar sale last year was also impacted because of lower allocation based on release mechanism and inventory. But I think this time we also have a good amount of inventory. So particularly last year, third quarter was very low, less allocation we got. So can we expect, I think, a good amount of sugar sale this year?
So see, as the government, as you know, we sell as per the government allocated corn quotas. We do not like to sell anything beyond that. And as of now, the last month the demand was robust. This month the demand has been a bit tepid. But you're correct that because of higher stock, the allocation percentages should be higher. And as per the allocation quantities, we should be selling. And in the event exports are allowed, we have refined sugar, export grade, fine grade sugar. We should be able to export to further augment both our revenue, our realization, and reduction in stock.
And what was the bagasse sale in this quarter?
So it's like around 6 crores of bagasse in this quarter was sold.
What's rupees 6 crore?
Okay, got it. And just last question, I think we do have a refinery capacity of, I think, 2,000 tons, but I think we are not close to the port because like there are refineries which typically work on tolling model, and we have seen widespread increasing significantly with the logistic issue with the Brazil. Is there any chance that we can also benefit from a higher widespread and can do a refinery on tolling basis something? Or it's not be possible
if
because
so arises, we should be able to. I think even if that tolling opportunity might come in at a very. I would not be bet on too much of tolling opportunities coming. It might happen once in a maybe 3-4 years, but we do believe we will be able to when the exports from India happen. You know, they are regional markets. We make fine grain sugar, which can be exported. It could be exported to, you know, even countries like Nepal and all, where we have advantage, freight advantage, and institutional buyers need this quality of sugar. Plus, there is a steady demand for, you know, high quality, you know, really premium sugar, farmer grade sugar. We have worked hard to develop some of these markets and buyers, and with the right opportunity, we should be able to enter again.
Okay, understood. I think since just to continue with the same, if you look at, I understand the industry demand for export of sugar since we have closing stock higher than what could have been required. Don't you think that government will prefer to have more ethanol blending rather than allowing sugar to export or keep some stock so that next year we can have more ethanol blending quantity available for sugar from sugar side?
See, I don't think that is the our view as an industry association is we believe we have adequate sugar stocks, we have adequate production, and the following year the production is only going to be higher. Government has already expressed that they are comfortable with a 6 million ton or below closing stock when they foresee a good healthy sugar production. So this is basically, we are talking about 1 million tons from the existing sugar stock. I don't think this will have any implication on the diversion for next year. Diversion for next year is going to be dependent upon clarity of policy, removal of these restrictions, and the pricing. If they are given clarity and they are given, you know, people, the industry is made aware of this in due time, you will find that the sugar diversion will be maximized and we still have residual sugar left over to export.
Understood. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Vikram.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Harsh Patel from Alpha Alternatives. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, Harsh.
Hi, Gautam ji. I wanted to understand the pricing power in the country liquor segment. Now, if you see volume-wise, quarter-on-quarter, there has been 30% increase, but the realization has dropped by 2.5%. We just wanted to understand what is the pricing power we have here and how much we can sell in FY25.
The pricing power is actually limited. It's more a volume game because the pricing is fixed by the government. We have to sell at that particular price. In fact, for newer entrants to gain market share, we have to give some discounts. Our original strategy was to limit ourselves to the quota levels, but we are finding good traction in this business. We believe this business is doing well for us, could give us growth opportunities. We have adequate distillery capacity, so we maybe even buy quota molasses from others if we see a continuous upward trend in our country liquor business.
The MRP this quarter has come down.
Harshji, that is the net realization, net of rebates and discounts. Otherwise, the MRP is fixed by the government. That remains static.
Because we are selling larger quantities, we have to go to a little distant areas. We have to open new markets.
Like you said, yeah.
We are looking at gaining market share at this point.
CapEx this year, I believe it is 95 crore, right? 35 crores of maintenance and 60 crores for the multiple distilleries.
Sorry, I didn't hear your question.
So for the CapEx guidance in FY25, the cumulative number is 95 crores, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah, so 60 crores is for the grain-fed distillery, the conversion of part of a capacity, which is under the interest subvention scheme. On the sugar sector, we believe we are pretty much, you know, now our CapEx cycle is pretty much done and dusted. It's basically we are going to do maintenance CapEx, you know, maybe a percentage of our depreciation going forward, at least for the foreseeable future.
Okay. Lastly, there has been an improvement in gross and net recovery this quarter. So if you can throw some light why there has been an improvement.
The work on cane development that we have been doing, and we have been talking about it on a continuous level, so it's something we are happy about. Unfortunately, the cane availability was a bit, you know, for various weather reasons beyond our control, that cane availability was not to the desired level, but hopefully we'll augment that in the coming year.
Got it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Harshji.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sanjeev Damani from SKD Consulting. Please go ahead.
Am I audible, sir?
Hi, Sanjeev. You're audible.
Namaskar, sir. Actually, a lot of things have been answered. I have only a few questions to ask. One is regarding our electricity power generation, which is lower, and our export of power is also lower. So can I know the reason?
It is fundamentally dependent. Electricity generation and export is a direct correlation with cane crush. The greater the cane crush, longer the season, the greater the power export.
Right. But is it that we have sold more of bagasse rather than producing power from the same?
We are basically not doing. We are only doing incidental cogeneration at this stage because the bagasse, as you're aware, in UP, the older PPAs are still at about 3,500 rupees a megawatt. Does not make sense for us to convert bagasse into power. We'd rather sell power. But when the incidental cogeneration is completely dependent upon the season, the duration of the season, and the crushing and the total cane availability.
Okay. Got it, sir. Sir, overall, ethanol lifting has been lower going by the closing stock of ethanol at our end. So are we finding it difficult, you know, with OMC lifting less or something like that, sir?
So basically, the contract, you know, if you recollect last year, all the allotments and everything went into a tizzy when in early December, the government suddenly changed the policy.
Okay.
So whatever was the B-heavy molasses that got converted, that had to be re-tendered, and all such things that were happening. And the ethanol lifting is also dependent upon our ethanol production. You know, we have to operate our distillery in such a manner where we make ethanol and we make ENA for our country liquor requirements.
Okay.
The lifting, as to answer your question, dispatches and lifting is not really a problem, and as I gave in my opening remarks, molasses is considerably reduced for the entire industry, including us. So
okay,
we don't have adequate molasses to ensure a steady operation of distillery, which will hamper our Q2 and initial bit of Q1.
Okay. Only thing I was worried was that, you know, this ethanol is being mixed with petrol. If suppose petrol lifting goes down, then perhaps OMC will not be keen to lift quickly.
Sanjay, I think no need to worry. With our growth rate, the petrol lifting is robust.
Very nice, sir.
Perfect. 20% at the earliest possible.
Okay, thank you. Lastly, sir, you know, the overall quota of sugar, if we sell to institutional buyers, so there also we have to reduce it from the overall quota, like our pharma grade sugar and other specialized packaged sugar, etc. Are they out of the purview of our government quota, or in overall we have to sell all the sugar?
No, sir, we have to sell it overall within the quota. Okay. Cannot go as per the...
It is within that only we have to sell. These are not separately we can sell for retail purposes, 5 kg, 10 kg takings also we are making, sir, na, these days?
Yeah, we can't sell beyond the set quota.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir, and all the best. And you have indicated that we are likely to have good crop this time with higher yield. So higher yield would mean greater recovery. So all the best, sir.
Thank you so much. Thank you,
Sanjeev. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vivek Gupta from Novus Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Vivek. Thank you, Vivek.
So my first question was on this branded sale. In the last quarter also, you had mentioned that you were taking steps to increase the branded sales. Even in the PPT this time, there is a lot of talk about the branded sale. So given that there is, I'm assuming the margins are higher in the branded sale, do you think it's like advisable to focus on sales of branded sugar rather than, just to say, country liquor?
Sir, I mean, why can't we do both?
Yes, definitely. So my second question was on country liquor, what were the margins? What are the margins, rather?
See, at this point of time, we price our country liquor basis the, as you are aware, the UP government asks us to apportion part of our molasses for this purpose.
Right.
So if we were to not do country liquor, we would have had to either sell our molasses at 142 rupees a quintal or 1400 rupees a ton. Or country liquor, or we would have to sell ENA at 19 rupees a litre. So if we were to price it in this manner, the margins would be, the net margins would be about Nalin at the opportunity cost level of 140 rupees a quintal. It will be about,
in terms of 18 to 20%. At 500 kind of realization.
No, but as a margin, on a margin, see, again, margins, I'm talking about net of excise. As you are aware, there are 80% excise on this. If I was to talk about net of excise and opportunity cost basis, it will be about a 20% margin.
20% margin.
So which is basically the highest margin in any product for you?
Yeah, at this point of time.
Okay. So that's for the obligation, that's for the obligation part. But suppose you are exceeding, as you have the plans to exceed the obligation, then the margin comes down.
Then we'll buy molasses and we'll try and capture this margin for ourselves.
So the it will be only on outside molasses that you will do the additional country liquor.
Yeah, of course. It doesn't make sense to do it with our own molasses. That's a loss-making purpose.
So, and comparatively for branded sales, so what would be the margins, like you had 18-20% for country liquor?
See, branded sale is basically more a margin on our existing, in sugar, as you know, the margins. If you look at it on an opportunity cost basis, it will probably be about 0.5%, 1%. It's a volume, it's not even 1%. It will be probably, 0.5%. But it's a volume game. The bigger the volume we are able to generate, whether for private label or for ourselves, it makes an overall business because the volumes are substantial.
Yeah, so even 0.5% would give you good margin.
And it, you know, it helps us sell lesser in the open market, where too we can hopefully try and get some more premium.
The companies like Uttam Sugar, they are also selling smaller packets to the hotel industry and the likes, where I am assuming they would be getting higher margins. Do you have any plans for that?
We are focusing on it, and hopefully we should be able to try and make some entries in it sooner than later.
Okay, okay. Given that sugar is going to be a substantial portion of your revenue, I guess branded sales would be the way forward.
As we've been mentioning, we are looking at value addition. We are looking at optimizing our existing capacities for growth. We see a lot of opportunities here. And of course, now spirits business also should give us some opportunities.
So the last question is on maize. Like a lot of people have asked about maize. What are the operating margins for maize-based ethanol?
Right now, they are really, if you just look at pure, I mean, most currently, most of the pure maize-based distilleries supplying ethanol are just about breaking even on margin, on this, on operating margins at this stage, because the maize prices are pretty much extremely high.
Even on operating margin, it's marginal?
Yes, right now. See, on an average, I would say for the coming year, people are expecting a net margin of about 4 to 5 rupees a liter between maize and DDGS. And therefore, if I mean, on a, at this point, I would be very averse to setting up a greenfield maize-based distillery, or, you know, grain-based distillery. For us, it's an opportunistic business. We have, we have a sizable capacity already in play. So we can utilize this at the right time, step in at the right time, especially when you have lesser cane and lesser molasses. We can use these opportunities then for ourselves.
Right, because you anyway have the plant.
Yeah.
So with the international prices coming down of sugar, do you think it would impact Indian prices? Any chance of government allowing imports and the Indian sugar industry going haywire?
See, imports I think is really not. Government understands that we need a stable sugar price to get the cane price paid. They have a robust ethanol program. I don't see that as a threat at this point of time.
But it is a risk.
Unfortunately, our entire business has a very high degree of policy risk. You saw what happened in December when they suddenly decided no more ethanol, no more sugar diversion.
Correct. So I've covered almost all segments. One last segment is this biomass plant, the bagasse-based plant. So is there a possibility that you could use other feedstock and increase your utilization there?
We can, but it doesn't make sense at this point of time. Because, you know, again, prices of all feedstocks and everything are quite high. I think a better opportunity for us at the sugar industry will come in when our PPAs expire, probably in a year and a half, 2 years from now, where we can sell power through power trading.
And get higher realization for it.
Yeah.
Is it not possible to use rice straw or some plants of NTPC are using for replacing coal?
We can, but again, you know, it's just a matter of giving, getting it at the right price and exporting the power at the right price. So,
even rice straw is not available now?
Well, rice straw, it's not at a cheap price because, you know, people have been using it to replace coal wherever they have, wherever they need captive power plant and don't have access to bagasse.
Oh, so anyway, the prices are going up because of
that.
Okay, so that was about it, I think, quite a few questions. Thank you. Thanks a lot for that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you. We'll be taking the last two questions for this afternoon. The next question is from the line of Ganesh, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yes, Ganesh, you're audible.
Okay, thank you. Sir, some of your peers are talking about 9.8% recovery, 12% recovery and all that, especially in Maharashtra. So, just as a basic learning, what is stopping us from achieving that kind of recovery?
Ganesh, your voice is not clear.
There's a lot of echo when you're speaking, Ganesh.
Ganesh, if you're using the speakerphone.
Okay, I'll repeat the question, sir.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Some of your peers, especially in Maharashtra, are talking about 11.8%, 12% recovery and all that. So what is stopping us from achieving that kind of recovery? Is it geography-based or is it something else?
Recovery is basically geography-based. So UP recovery traditionally is always lower than Maharashtra. But with these new varieties, it's coming closer to the Maharashtra recoveries. Also, please keep in mind, during the peak recovery period, we didn't really crush cane this year. You know, we had very limited quantity of cane. If you heard our opening presentation, we said during Q2, we just crushed 200,000 tons of cane. And that was at about 12% recovery. Whereas last year, we had done 550,000 tons of cane. This is the peak recovery period where we didn't get enough cane this year. And that was uniform for the entire industry in North.
Got it. So, next question is, last year, as late as the Q3 conference call, we were anticipating like another 5% or 8% more cane availability for crushing, which didn't turn out that way. So, what is the problem in us, not being able to anticipate it even so late? Or is that the right time that we cannot figure out such kind of thing?
So I think that this year, Ganeshji, pretty much the entire UP industry got it wrong for various reasons. That yield in the plant cane was really much lower than anticipated because, and especially post-monsoons, the red rot incident started becoming more prevalent when there was stagnation and those things started showing itself. Simultaneously, there was a much higher diversion this year. You know, election times are there, so all the other requirements, their molasses requirements and everything else. And government did not allow, put any restrictions on diversion of sugar into the alternate sector. They were in fact exporting sugar. We were banned from exporting sugar and they were exporting sugar. I think the government is cognizant of all this and we might see a more level playing field happening this year. And apart from better yield, we should see better draw because of all these reasons.
Got it. Just from our catchment area, what is our current yield per hectare and how high can it go?
Our yields vary between our three units. West UP, the yields are considerably higher. They are close to about 75-80 tons per hectare. In the central sort of area, in our Mirganj unit, they are at about 40-50 tons per hectare. But the farmers, therefore we see a potential over there to work extensively with the farmers to augment their yields and therefore get more cane per hectare and increase their profitability to convince them to plant more cane.
So as we move from the 238 variety, will the yield improve even more?
So as of now, 238 was a wonderful crop because it gave very high yields. The newer varieties are giving comparable yields. There's one variety which they talk about giving marginally higher yields. So let's see how it plays out.
Yeah, one last question, sir. How high can the cane availability go in our catchment areas, whether it is by increased yield or increased cane cultivation or increased acreage? The reason I am asking is we completed the increased crushing capacity in the anticipation of that last year.
So see, right now we believe that quantity that we had anticipated for, unfortunately, last year was, I think, I would put it more of an aberration because the entire industry saw it. We should come close to a pretty much desired capacity utilization, if not this year, then next year. That's my hope. Probably closer this year, we should be close to capacity utilization. And working on yield and acreage, I think, are concurrent. You know, if you increase the yield, the farmer's profitability goes up and then he gets induced to plant more cane.
Okay. Got it, sir. Thank you
very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Udit Gupta, who's an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Hi, Udit.
Hi. Sir, my question is, sir, what is the current crop condition, sir, in terms of any impact of red rot or the flooding or the monsoons, or sir, how are we seeing it right now?
That's what, you know, in most of our, in pretty much our area, we are seeming to be in a good, our field people are reporting healthy crop conditions with considerably or close to negligible incidents of red rot at this point of time. But red rot, you know, can the monsoons become very robust and there's a lot of stagnation, we could see some more incidents. So we're keeping our fingers crossed. Flooding in one of our, in our Mirganj unit, just some very small area, we have seen some flooding, but the water level has receded.
And sir, in terms of acreage, are we seeing any increase this year in our...
In UP, overall, there hasn't been an acreage increase. It's been a marginal decrease because a lot of the plantain which had red rot, farmers have uprooted that and they haven't entirely replaced the same. So you've missed the return of that, basically.
Okay.
The plantain, that
in
got
our uprooted. Area, we've seen the same. Yeah, and even in our area, it's the same position, sir? Slight reduction in acreage?
In some areas, we are better off than the others. In some areas, we are pretty much similar to the others. If you saw in our previous presentation, I think our cane development team has done a good job. Therefore, our reduction in cane availability as compared to our peers has been lower. And we hope to maintain this progress.
And sir, like last year, cane crop was around 38 lakhs, if I'm not mistaken. So
yeah.
Do we expect it to like go back to 42 or like sir, marginally here and there between 38 and there?
If we are hoping we will be closer to 42 this year. Let's fingers crossed if the weather gods stay kind and everything else remains positive. The government allotments are fine. Let's hope we are able to come to the target. Too early to give a prediction.
And, get your point, sir. So by when can we get a reasonable, like after the next call?
I think so. I think after the next call, we'll have a very good idea on account of the overall crop condition and health conditions for Ratoon, and plant can also start getting an idea.
Correct. And sir, this for the distillery part, sir, are we operating the distillery right now, or sir, are we finished with our C molasses and B molasses?
At a considerably reduced capacity, we would probably shut down in about a month's time.
In about a month. And so the stock that we have of ethanol and all of that, so that will carry on till we start production for the next season?
So the ethanol we will like to sell earlier than better. I mean, the allocated quantities are coming. We'll start to try and sell most of our ethanol. We have some molasses which we will use just before the season starts. And we have kept some ENM and keep on fulfilling our country liquor to have enough feedstock for our country liquor demand.
And sir, regarding the sugar inventory, do we expect it to last till December or so?
Well, if the current release and there is no export, that would probably be the situation. But I am quite hopeful. I mean, I'm hoping after, you know, let's say that good sense will prevail and we will get 1 million tons of export, and then we will probably be exporting our quota. And that should help us.
And sir, with the grain-based distillery coming online around mid-November, as you said, that will not impact the operations of the existing distillery when the season begins?
See, we have the option. If we find that it's worthwhile for us to divert more syrup, and the pricing for grain ethanol and syrup ethanol are such where it gives us that flexibility, we will try and maximize. We'll divert some sugar. We can use grain distillery. We can use bee molasses. So we have those options available for us, which we can, as I mentioned before, we have been very judicious when it comes to spending capital on the distillery side. We deferred at greenfield expansion. And this grain addition is part of the interest subvention scheme. It gives us adequate legroom to operate and flexibility to operate.
So our capacity will be 312,500 on B molasses. And this 100 KLPD is included in that part?
Yes. We didn't. So we have in the 312, about 110 is the capacity that we've kept the dual feed option.
Okay. So, but the total capacity remains the same.
Yeah, we've not augmented our overall capacity.
Get it. So, sir, I was talking about the fact, sir, that will the plant installation and commissioning, will it impact the existing distillery operation?
No, I don't know. That
will
be
it
very
hamper it or something else?
We've been completely planned for it. We've not.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you,
Rich. We take the last question for the afternoon from the line of Sanjeev Damani from SKD Consulting. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. I just wanted to confirm. I think that we have distilleries at two locations. So can you confirm that both of them can run on syrup?
No, sir, we have one distillery in Asmoli, but that has two separate plants. If I talk, the capacity is about 110 kL on B molasses and 200 kL on B molasses. That's the capacity that we have in our Asmoli plant.
Okay.
At just one location.
So, sir, if a remunerative price is awarded for syrup, can we bring syrup from other sugar unit to consume here?
So, syrup transporting isn't viable, but you know, as we did last year, if we find that we are getting a better price for the refined sugar in Asmoli, we can make some raw sugar in our Mirganj unit and bring it here. That option is available with us.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Sanjeev. Thank you.
Thank you. That was the last question for the afternoon. We request you to get in touch with Naveen Agarwal at SKP Securities for any unanswered or follow-up questions. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Goel for the closing remarks.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for attending our con call. And as always, please don't hesitate. If you missed out any questions, please don't hesitate to contact us on our email. And we will try and revert back at the earliest possible. Thank you very much and have a wonderful day.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of SKP Securities Limited, that concludes the conference. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen, and you may now disconnect your line.